AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A former police officer in Milwaukee is being charged with reckless homicide for the shooting death of a black man during a traffic stop in August. Dominique Hegan Brown has been fired. He is also black. The AP's Todd Richmond reports there was a traffic stop and a chase, and the man who was killed, Sylvie Smith, at one point had a gun.
Now, it's unclear whether Smith then threw his gun away or it flew out of his hand after he was hit, but he was unarmed at that point. And less than a second after the first shot, Hegan Brown fired another shot in Smith's chest.
Smith's death set off 2 days of riots in Milwaukee. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid says he believes Vladimir Putin was personally involved in efforts to intrude into the presidential election and help Donald Trump win. Reid also criticized FBI Director James Comey for doing nothing to prevent Russia from hacking Democratic campaign documents while focusing on Hillary Clinton's private email server. The Kremlin denies Putin was personally involved. Russia's military says more than 1,000 people have been evacuated from Aleppo in Syria as part of a ceasefire deal reached with rebels. The AP's Sarah Eldeeb reports it allows people to seek sanctuary in rebel-held areas outside Aleppo.
This is supposedly a beginning of a process to evacuate the people that remain in that small area. Most of them are heading to another rebel-held area in the province of Aleppo, in the greater geographical area.
More than 300,000 residents of Corpus Christi, Texas, are being told not to use tap water. There are worries two chemicals may have contaminated the water supply. The jury in Dylan Roof's trial in South Carolina heard closing arguments. The prosecution said Roof was full of hate and immense racial ignorance. The defense conceded Roof killed 9 people at a black church, but asked jurors to look at his state of mind. The Dow is up 103 points. This is AP Radio News. A story about missing money from Long Island shows it's sometimes helpful to know someone from the inside.
The other day, Baiban Nadalal of Long Beach, New York, put $5,000 cash for a mortgage payment into an envelope. Then she threw it in the trash. Don't laugh. Sometimes your mom is too ruthless when she cleans up, too. Frantic, she called up her son Krishna, who happens to be a sanitation worker. He and 3 co-workers combed through the piles of garbage at the Merrick transfer station. Not quite as hard as finding a needle in a haystack, but considerably grosser. Anyway, they spotted some bills that had leaked out of the envelope and recovered all but about $40. They also refused a reward for their pains. Warren Levinson, New York.
Colorado's Mike McIntyre got the most votes and is the AP College Football Coach of the Year. The Buffaloes are 10-3 this year. They're going to their first bowl since 2007. Penn State's James Franklin finished second. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.